Let's meet a remarkable teacher. Caroline Solomon is an associate professor of biology at Gallaudet University. That's a world-renowned school for the deaf and hard of hearing here in Washington, D.C. Claudio Sanchez of NPR's Ed Team has the latest in our series of 50 great teachers.
About 4 miles from the Gallaudet campus, the Anacostia River meanders through and around Washington, D.C., past a naval yard, a golf course, and the busiest interstate on the Atlantic coast. This is where Caroline Solomon's passion for the environment and her gifts as a teacher are on full display.
Okay, I need a probe.
Today, Solomon and one of her students, Anna McCall, are on the river dropping probes. They communicate silently, using only their hands and fingers, pausing only to fill one plastic bottle after another with muddy water samples. They're testing for oxygen, salinity, and chlorophyll. It's necessary for photosynthesis, which is important to the river's health. Right now, though, you'd be crazy to swim in the Anacostia, Solomon warns us. She knows what's in it.
I know what's in this river.
Solomon's sense of humor is just one of many qualities that has endeared her to her students. To McCall, Solomon is more than a role model. She's a great teacher, tough but fair, a missionary with a sign to zeal. McCall speaks in sign language, so the voice you hear is that of Alyssa Nadworny, our producer.
When I was growing up, I never really considered a career in science. But after meeting a couple of pretty famous deaf scientists, especially Dr. Solomon, I just developed a fascination with the field. So yeah, I can do this.
If it wasn't for Solomon, McCall says, she could not imagine doing this kind of work. So what is it about Solomon that so inspires others? What's her story? After negotiating some ground rules about how we would tape her in our studios, she was reluctant at first. Solomon agreed. With an interpreter at her side, she spoke about growing up as the only deaf person in her family, losing her hearing at 15 months of age.
I became sick with spinal meningitis.
And why she became an environmental scientist.
Well, when I was in high school, my dad was a visiting professor at the Naval Academy. And we rented a house that was right on a creek. And I don't know, there were like two or three summers where we weren't allowed to swim in the creek because it was just too polluted.
Solomon, who went on to win 13 gold medals in swimming in the Deaf Olympics, says she never forgot that polluted creek in her backyard. A career in science and environmental studies beckoned. Teaching, though, helped her find another calling, another purpose in life.
How can I influence other deaf and hard of hearing students?
It's a question rooted in Solomon's own experience. As an undergraduate at Harvard, a graduate student at the University of Washington, and the University of Maryland, where she received her PhD, schools where she was usually the only deaf person in class.
One thing, I know how very important it is to be a role model and to have role models. You know, even growing up, what I needed was role models.
Especially those who defied the odds. It's how Solomon sees herself and how she wants her students to see her. So here's how she introduces herself to new students.
My name is Dr. Solomon, and they say I got my bachelor's from Harvard, and you see the students absolutely dumbfounded by that. And I say, if I could do it, you could do it.
Training the next generation of biologists who happen to be deaf has become Solomon's mission, and for that she's earned high praise at Gallaudet, including 2013 Teacher of the Year. Not because she's an especially gifted teacher, says Solomon, but because she gets her students to focus on what they're capable of, not what they're limited by.
One thing about deaf people is very often they're isolated. They're not part of their family conversations at the dinner table. Or they're mainstream in a public school all by themselves as the only deaf person. And you just have to work to change that perspective they have about themselves. Because once you believe you can do anything, the opportunities are just everywhere.
It's the last week of classes at Gallaudet.
Where is everybody?
Students in Solomon's Biology 105 course are making their final presentations. One is titled, A Freshman Getting Fatter. Another is on vegetarian versus vegan diets. And then there are two presentations on condoms. Tucked in a corner of the room, an interpreter repeats verbatim what Solomon is saying. In some classes, the interpreter speaks into a microphone plugged to a gadget that turns the spoken word into text projected on a television screen. Some of Solomon's students are profoundly deaf. Others are hard of hearing. A few wear hearing aids. And then there are those who can hear but communicate in sign language. All eyes, though, are usually on Solomon as she paces, constantly prodding, coaxing students, making sure they understand. She's been known to stand on her desk just to get a point across.
Our students are so very visual, you have to think about everything in a visual way. For example, the immune system. The immune system is very complicated. It's not an easy concept to get across.
So here's what Solomon did in one of her biology classes to make it simple. She lined up all the chairs in the room and told students,
"That's going to be the skin barrier." And then what I did, I put a hat or a mask on one student and I said, "You are the pathogen."
In other words, the bacteria or virus that can cause disease played by a student trying to break through the row of chairs or skin. Solomon then got another group of students to act as the antibodies to destroy the pathogen. It was fun, says Solomon, and students got it.
What about you?
I wish that someone would have taught me like this when I was in college. Because, you know, I think often faculty are so focused on teaching from their own perspective, but they're not thinking about the student side of things. What are the students thinking? What are they looking for in an excellent teacher?
After 15 years in the classroom, Solomon says, she's realized that what students are looking for is a teacher who's relentless in helping them succeed. And by all accounts, that's what Solomon does so well. She just can't imagine doing anything else.
I just love teaching. I just love it so much.
Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.